Page Dramas present The Golden Mouse. This week's front page drama, The Golden Mouse, is a radio dramatization of another of the weird, amazing, but true life stories of darkest Africa, as told by Brian O'Brien, soldier, explorer, and adventurer. No other series of stories ever to appear in the American Weekly have caused such nationwide interest and acclaim as the current series of stories and articles on the savage rites and customs of the many tribes and races on the dark continent, Africa. Thrilling adventure, fascinating history, secrets of the sciences are skillfully woven into every story by Brian O'Brien, who has spent a lifetime of exploration, trading, and adventure in every part of the great African continent. All these entertaining and educational stories and articles are now appearing in the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you every week at no extra cost as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Once again, we listen to another of Mr. O'Brien's fascinating stories, The Golden Mouse.
A young man, whom we will call Wainwright, was a trader in British East Africa. One day he left his job and announced his intention of going up country. He started out with four native carriers and his gun bearer, and that was the last heard of him. About a year later, his older brother came out from England to investigate his brother's strange disappearance. He called first on the British officer in charge of the border post.
I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Wainwright. Afraid you've come on a vain errand. I hate to say it, but he could have stood no chance whatever out there. Probably chopped up by one of those blasted gullahs.
You say that the authorities advised you to send out military patrols to investigate and perhaps find him?
Yes, Mr. Wainwright. I sent out patrols under my white officers. They searched and investigated the little mud villages inland. And as I have told you, they gathered up a few scraps of information. In one case, found his knapsack that I've turned over to you.
Your men found that in a little border village in Abyssinia, you say?
Yes, that's correct. It indicated one thing. He had crossed over the border into Abyssinia. But from there, the trail ceased. Now, those furtive, close-mouthed native hillmen disclaimed all knowledge of your brother. For months, my spies wandered about the villages, talking with the chiefs, vainly searching for the slightest indication of his fate. But, unfortunately, it was no go.
Oh, but look here, Colonel. These maps and trails drawn on the papers found in his knapsack indicate that he not only crossed the border, but that he penetrated several miles into the interior. He must have done that to make those sketches.
Yes, you're probably right, old chap, but we can't send an expedition after him. You know what those native scoundrels are like. They'd lie just for the fun of putting us off the track.
He was always reading everything he could find on Africa. Got a mania for buried treasure. Oh, notice this. This faded arrow drawn in the corner of one of his maps. See, the point of the arrow indicates the words, the breaths of Sheba. What do you make of that?
They are twin mountains in Abyssinia. Rider Haggot wrote over them in King Solomon's Mines.
Oh, yes.
Oh, by the way, the hero of that had a lost brother, too.
Exactly. And he went after him, just as I'm going to do. Once when the lad was home on leave, he talked to me about the possibility of discovering Ophir.
Ophir? What? Do you mean to say he's gone off on a wild goose chase like that?
Either that or one other thing. He always believed that the Holy Tabernacle was a real thing, actually stolen from Solomon and brought to Abyssinia. He said once that there is a connection between the two.
Well, it's a bit too late to help him now, I'm afraid.
I'm going after him.
My dear fellow, I hate to say it, but it's useless. Besides, you'll have to get permission to travel in Abyssinia.
Your jurisdiction ends at the border, doesn't it?
Yes, but
if I wait for official permission from Addis Ababa, it will take months. All the native chieftains will be warned of my mission, and I'll find out nothing. But I'm going through.
What?
I've hired one excellent native boy who savvies their talk, and I think we can make it.
Well, of course, I can't stop you, but I'll have to disclaim all responsibility.
Certainly. That's quite all right.
3 days later, Wainwright, well-armed and laden with silver dollars, followed by his faithful, intelligent, and sturdy native guide, Dabo, crossed a rocky ravine at the border and swiftly disappeared into a crevice in the barren hills. He followed the direction his lost brother's maps indicated and finally reached a village where he paid the chief a silver dollar to spend the night. The chief, bearded and evil-eyed, growled something, and Dabo interpreted.
Chief He say, what you want?
Tell him I am a good friend of the King of Kings in Addis Ababa. I have come to admire his country.
The chief say, he is king here. No other man get power. What you want?
Tell him I've come to hunt.
Hey, what am I here for? How
are
you?
Arba Hamsa Sitatabadamania, Rala, why?
Chief say you must pay to hunt in his country. He give pass for other country.
Give him 2 extra silver dollars, and then ask him if another white man passed this way.
Well, they're fool you. Hey, Kovamayol, how are you? Go?
No, Wala, Bahada Nindalata, Arba Hamsa.
He say, no white man pass here lately. One white man like you pass far away.
Ask him when.
Hoyilo.
Mo waha nanada marasinara mahan dasharara nola you.
Chief say long time, maybe year. White man go alone, go northwest.
That's good, Dabo. That was my brother. We are definitely on the right trail.
The next day, they left the village going due northwest. For days and days, they marched, sleeping in small villages, Dabo on guard against the fierce-eyed inhabitants. Always there were vague stories of a white man who passed along, going northwest. They found natives with parts of his equipment. First, they picked up his helmet. In the next village, a small kit box that belonged to him. Finally, on the edge of a dark, foreboding forest, they found his rifle in the possession of a native. The native warned them that this forest was bad country, through which no man had ever passed and lived. In the swamps, they found the remains of a canvas satchel, which gave them new heart. They pushed on out of the forest and were soon at the foot of the Twin Peaks. They rested a while, enjoying the fresh air and sun, and then pushed on again, climbing up a cleft in the hills. Suddenly, on the face of the rock, they saw a small cave. They all but reached the entrance when...
Look! Look, quick! Step back, master! Snake! Wait! Double get him!
You got him all right, Dabo. Yes. Let's go in and investigate this cave. I'll go first. I'll use my flashlight and you save yours.
Very good, master. Be careful. Cave, bad place. Keep good watch.
Don't worry, I will. Look, Dabo, the marks along the wall. They were made with some sharp tool, in all probabilities by my brother.
Look, master. Ben, here, tunnel ahead. Watch close.
I will. I don't want to use my flashlight too much. We might have a lot of use for flashlights later on.
Shine light, master, at bend. Maybe path end there.
All right, Dabo. The going underfoot seems to be all right. I'll just see what's around the bend now.
Turn out flashlight, master. Right. Stay close to one. Bats in here. Okay. Hundreds of bats, maybe vampire bats, master. Come ahead and face.
Right. Must have been the beam from the flashlight woke them up. It's all clear ahead. Shall we make a run for
yes.
it? This tunnel leads to a big cavern.
Run then, master. Pass.
Come along. Dabo, are you with me?
I'm coming, master. Right behind you. Safe now, master. No more bats.
Okay, good. Shall I try the flashlight again now?
Yes, mate. Maybe no bats here.
Righto. Look around, Dabo. 4 more tunnels all leaving this room. And look on these ledges lined with big stone boxes. Let's look into them.
You go left, master. I go right.
Right.
Nothing in box here, master.
No. Oh, they seem to be empty.
I find nothing, master. All empty.
They're treasure boxes. Very ancient. Sometime in the dawn of history, people passed through this tunnel carrying jewels that would enrich the world.
Master!
Yes?
Master, come quick! Look what I find here.
Coming, Dabo, coming. What is it?
Look, I find this on corner of sharp rock. See?
Yes, piece of shirt. Khaki shirt. Look around for more of it. No doubt part of the shirt my brother wore.
I go down this tunnel. Maybe he go down here, master.
All right, I'll follow you. Use your flashlight. Mine's almost worn out.
Look. Master on wall. Where I shine light, something hang there.
Yes. You must
I got
come
it.
This way. Lead on, Babu.
Glad to go on, Master. No see light at end of tunnel, Master. Maybe we get lost.
No. Go on. That was his shirt. Somewhere in here we'll find my brother. Keep going and use your flashlight.
Bad place, Master. Feel touch of death here. Time getting late, Master.
Go
outside
on.
Soon be dark.
No.
Best we go back. Find way out.
No. Go on.
Bend in tunnel here, Master. Still see no light at end.
Never mind. Go on, we've got to find him.
I keep on, Master. Look ahead, Master. Look on ground by wall. Something big. Come, Master. Look. It's skeleton of man. Look. Water bottle. And see.
A cigarette case. I gave him that cigarette case. Years ago. There's a paper here beside him. Maybe it's a note. Put your torch down here. Bezaliel made the ark of atom wood. 2 cubits and a half was the length of it, and 1 cubit and a half the breadth of it, and 1 cubit and a half the height of it. And he overlaid it with pure gold within and without, and made a crown of gold. The writing's quite faded. It's almost illegible. They said, if ye send away the ark of God of Israel, and send it not empty, but in any wise return him a trespass offering, 5 golden emeralds and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines, I guess it is. Ye shall make images of your emeralds and images of your mice that mar the land. Take the ark of the Lord, jewels of gold which ye return him for a trespass offering in a coffer of the side there.
Look around then, Master.
Yes?
Daylight ahead.
Oh, poor devil. To die here, not 50 yards from safety.
Look down, Master. In his hand.
Good Lord, Dabo. It's a golden mouse. Just as it was written on that paper.
All is finished now, Master. We bury him here. It is better.
Yes. He found what he sought. We leave him here to rest forever.
It is good so, for there are things which no man may see and live.
Since Wainwright's return, other men, puzzled by his silence as to the result of his journey, and thinking that he wished to conceal some valuable information, have tried to follow his trail. But they have all turned back at the forest over which Sheba's breasts gleamed in the sunlight. The natives fear the place is accursed, and deny all knowledge of a white man's passing, lest another mad white force them to enter the forbidden land.
You have just heard The Golden Mouse, one of the weird, fascinating, but true-life stories of darkest Africa by the famous soldier, explorer, and author Brian O'Brien. This series is running currently in the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you every week as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Thank you.